Ioan, llythyr cynta, penawd 5, 1 i 6. Pob un sy'n credu mae Iesu yw'r Mesaia, a mae ef wedi ei eni o Dduw, ac mae pawb sy'n caru tad yn caru ei blentyn hefyd. Dyma sut yr ydym yn gwybod ein bod yn caru plant Dduw, pan fyddwn yn caru Dduw ac yn cadw ei archmynion. Oherwydd dyma yw caru Dduw, bod i ni gadw ei archmynion, ac nid yw ei archmynion ef yn ddeichus, am bod pawb sydd wedi ei geni o Dduw yn gorchfygu'r byd. Hon yw'r orychafiaeth archfygodd y byd, a'n ffydd ni. Pwy yw gorchfygwr y byd, ond yr hwn sy'n credu mae Iesu yw mab Dduw.
As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name the Father will give you. This is my command: love each other.
Good evening. As you can tell, to calm my nerves, I have not come alone. It's not my phone. It's not mine. I brought a very good friend with me. It's her first trip to Penarth. She hasn't got a name yet. This is my first involvement with Christian Aid Week, and so far I have to say I'm enjoying it. I get around a lot. Last Sunday I was in Llangorth. This morning I was in St. Mellons. This afternoon I was in Penrhukaiba. So this evening I'm here. Tuesday afternoon I'm in Nice. Wednesday afternoon I'm in Bridgend, and next Sunday I'm in Port Talbot. The following day I will probably collapse. In my prep for this evening, I know there were readings that were being used, but I wanted to find a reading to share with you that fitted in with what I was going to say. But also with the ethos of our lives as Christians. During my studies, I came across many different translations of the New Testament. There may be many different translations represented here this evening, and we all have one that we are, let's say, comfortable with because it speaks to us. Mine is the William Barclay translation. I love it. And the first time I read this particular passage, you will know it well, it's 1 Corinthians 13. The first time I read it in this translation, it was like the first time I was ever reading it. My children were young. I have three daughters of 27, 25, 23. I have two granddaughters of 5 and 18 months, and I'm getting less and less hair as the days pass. But this taught me, it gave me a description of the love I need to have as a Christian, but also as a father. And I just want to share it with you. Even if I could speak the languages of men and of angels, if I am without love, I am no better than a clanging gong or a clashing cymbal. If I have a gift of prophecy, even if I understand all the secrets which only the initiates know, even if I am wise with all knowledge, even if I have faith so complete that it can move mountains, if I am without love, there is no value in my life. Even if I dole out everything I possess, even if I welcome a martyr's death in the flames, if I am without love, it is all no good to me. You see, love is patient with people, love is kind. There is no envy in love. There are no proud claims, there is no conceit. Love never, never does the graceless thing, never insists on its rights, never irritably loses its temper, never nurses its wrath to keep it warm. Love finds nothing to be glad about when someone goes wrong. But it's glad when the truth is glad. Love can stand any kind of treatment. Love's first instinct is to believe in people. Love never regards anyone or anything as hopeless. Nothing can happen that can break love's spirit. Love lasts forever. The truth is that these three things last forever. Faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of them is love. Isn't that beautiful? Absolutely, absolutely beautiful. I'll ask you a question. You might not have ever been asked this question before. How important is a cow to you? Ever been asked that question before? No? To many people, it's a question is answered, well, I'm not sure, because the only time they ever see a cow or part of a cow has got some roast potatoes by the side of it. When I was in Llangorst last week, it's slightly different up there. They know the benefit of and the importance of livestock. As you've seen in the film, for some, it's the difference between life and death. Christian Aid Week 2015, to put it simply as I can, is all about cows. Cows like this one here. She arrived at our offices recently. I did feel sorry for the delivery driver because on the box it just said cow for Christian Aid. I really don't know what he thought was happening. You've seen the film of the work we're doing in the Ebola area of Ethiopia. You are making a difference. You really are. In the reading I just brought you earlier, we heard about faith, hope, and love. And in the life of a Christian, they are so intertwined, not only with each other, but through our very existence. In the DNA of every Christian is a desire, the need, the promise to help those in need, whoever they are and wherever they are. That is, as we have just shared, the desire to love unconditionally. We live in a complex world where despite our advances in medical care, global travel, connectivity, constant technological innovation, 1 in 10 people still do not have access to clean drinking water, and 1.4 billion people live in extreme poverty. In a world where so few have so much and so many have so little, Christian Aid refuses to stand by and let poverty happen. Through our transformational programs, relief work campaigning and praying, we strive constantly for a more just world. However, the simple fact is, without support of people like you, we couldn't help anyone living in need. Through partners in over 50 countries, we work identifying need, then planning how we, working with them on the ground, can link them to people like you. Christian Aid Week 2015 is one such example. Addy and Loco know what it's like to live on the edge. Living in Ethiopia, just 25 miles apart, they have never met. And yet their stories are exactly the same. Girls born into a traditional rural community that value boys. Both struggling to provide for large families, but both extremely strong women. Did you know that women do 2/3 of the world's work, but only earn 1/10 of the world's income? And when it comes to property, only 1% of the world's property is owned by women. Staggering statistics, don't you think? What Addy and Loco experience is actually a worldwide issue. 2 years ago, as you've heard, Addy was the poorest of the poor. She was left with no cattle and just one sheep when her husband died. She and her 8 children were eating just once a day, and very little even then. The stark fact was that with no husband or livestock, she had no status. She was ignored, sidelined, belittled, separated from society. Her voice and her views meant nothing. Absolutely no one to depend on or to help her and her family. However, Addy's life changed when Christian Aid through Hundi provided her with a cow. It opened up a new world of possibilities and choices for her. It gave her status, income, and food for her family. It reconnected her to her community. From a single cow, Addie got milk, churned butter, sold the butter, made money, fed her family, and found hope. Addie's cow made her a full member of a community. So now she has a voice when the community gathers to make decisions. And as you saw in the last video, her voice and many like her are having positive effects. One such positive effect is now it's against the law for girls to get married below the age of 18. Before, that would have been 12 or 13. She also has independence. She had the ability to provide for a family. She had the ability, but not the tools. Her cow is now that tool. She has been empowered to an amazing degree and is now an influence to other women, giving them the offspring of her cow and helping them. We have an intern in our office, a young lady called Gweno, who visited Ethiopia last December. She met Addie, and the impact of Addie's life was powerful. Addie actually said, "The day I received my cow, I felt like a conquering hero returning from war." Guelph Gweno also meant Loco. Loco's choice in life was no kind of choice at all. At the time of Gweno's visit, Loco said, "If I can't collect firewood, my children will die." 4 times a week, Loco made a back-breaking 8-hour trip to gather wood. She walked alone, her thin plastic shoes punctured by thorns, afraid of attack by hyenas, cheetahs, snakes, at any moment. As she walked, she prayed to God, "I ask him to change my life and lead us out of this." Collecting and selling wood was the only way she could afford to give her children even one small meal of boiled maize every day. As a woman without livestock and with no support from her husband, she was shunned and isolated. As Gwenna was getting ready to leave, Loco said, "I dream of owning a cow. With a cow, I get the milk, I make the butter, I save up to start a small business. When children have milk to drink, they are healthy." Now, I don't know how closely you've been listening to what I've been saying. I've been telling you Loco's story in the past tense. Loco made backbreaking. She walked alone. Selling wood was the only reason, the only way she could afford. There's a good reason for this. Actually, it's a fantastic reason. On Monday, the 9th of May, 12:43, we opened an email from Gweno telling us that that weekend Loco had been given a cow. Celebrations had been great in her family. Her life and the lives of her children had been immeasurably changed forever. But there are still many Locos that need help, and that is where Christian Aid Week 2015 comes in. In a recent meeting in rural Wales with a church in Wales minister, we were talking, as you do, about the cost of cows. To help another Addie or Loco, a cow like this, well, not like this, a real one, costs £150. The minister said to me, "Wow, that's cheap." Is it? And I don't know whether anybody here knows the current market price of cows, but apparently you wouldn't get much change out of £2,000 for what we know as an ordinary cow. I was quite shocked with that. In many of my talks and presentations about this project, two words have come up quite a lot. Achievable and tangible. Achievable because, and these are the words spoken to me, in the overall scheme of things, £150 is not really a lot of money to change a life. And tangible because every £150 changes a life. It's not might change a life. It will, or as we've heard now, has changed a life. Remember those three words, faith, hope, and love. Faith, before each journey to gather wood, Loco's faith brought her to God in prayer to ask for his protection. We heard her prayers, "God, please clear all the thorny plants from my way. God, please bring me good buyers who can bring me good money. God, please open all the ways before me." Hope, what did we hear? Again, Loco's words, "My hope is that God will soon improve the lives of my children. I'm sure he won't let my children face the life I face." And her final words, "This is my hope in God." What then of love. It's through the love of people like you that we can help many more of the locals who need that help. Loco's hope, as she said to Gweno, was that one day, soon, she will get her home cow. Her hope, through her faith, and because of the love of people like you, has been realized. Once separated and ostracized, owning a cow reconnects to society. Owning a cow gives independence, self-reliance, and enables the whole family to be a full part of society. Christian Aid Week 2015 is all about changing lives. We here today have a tremendous opportunity to make a difference by giving hope. Sometimes, just sometimes, to change a life, all it takes is a cow. Thank you.
May now the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and those you love this night and evermore. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.